Clark. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says Britain, France, and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal to present to the United States. That's one of President Trump's demands after Friday's Oval Office argument with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Former Defense Department official and ABC News contributor Mick Mulroy says that Vladimir Putin's Russia threatens global security.
So every dime we spend supporting Ukraine, not only is the right thing to do as the leader of the free world, but it's in our own national security interest.
Private company successfully landed a lunar spacecraft on the surface of the moon. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost carried 10 NASA experiments. It's sending back pictures from the surface. Vatican sources said Saturday there were some improvements in Pope Francis's condition after his breathing crisis Friday. He's still hospitalized. And tonight, Conan O'Brien hosts the 97th Academy Awards. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today. Just a few high clouds thrown in for good measure as well. Otherwise, light south to southwest winds and highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-20s. A little rain possible Monday afternoon, near 50. It's 9 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, chair of the musical theater department, Mark Hansen. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. News from the Center, WRCE.
Music of the Stars.
Melancholy March. Meet melancholy me.
We're just getting started. Here's Bing Crosby.
Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancies, baby. Oh dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Kind of a joke about that song. I'll tell you about it in just a bit.
Why do you grieve? Try and believe. Life is always sunshine when the heart beats true. Banish your fears. Smile through your tears. When you're sad, it makes me feel the same as you. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy.
Some talent, Kenosha style. Spike Robinson. Thank you. note that whenever she asks Alexa to play Melancholy Baby, the Bing Crosby version comes up, not Barbara. Yeah, Spike Robinson, great tenor sax, gone now, out of K-Town. I got to do a feature on Spike Robinson one of these days. But I want to talk about the Oscars this evening. Now they have Best Song. I say now because it wasn't always that way. The 7th Oscars, 1934. Finally, the songs became honored. Ah, it's political. It's political. Well, the musicians do the nominations. That part's all right. But then they turn it over to the Academy, and that's everybody. Every member gets to pick his or her favorite. They pick 15 songs. And then they announce the nominees. Gotta have words, gotta have the lyrics, or it doesn't make it. You gotta understand the lyrics. That's why I wonder how some of those songs got nominated. And you have to use it in the movie. There's a story or two. For the High and the Mighty. I'll tell you about that later. Fred Astaire made it pretty good with the first nominees, the Continental, Carioca. King and the orchestra are written just for Julie London. Here they are.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing. Your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy March, your clouds are crying. Your trees are sighing. As though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day. Too early for any spring. So we stand hand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy March, without a season. You have no reason or rhyme to be. Melancholy March, meet melancholy. Me. melancholy me.
Looking for music to do with March, and there's not much. Just that insult to the month you just heard. Except for this one. Here's the Everest record, and here, March 4th.
Wild west wind, thou breath of autumn's being, thou from whose unseen presence the leaves dead are driven, like ghosts from an enchanter fleeing, yellow and black and pale and hectic red, pestilence-stricken multitudes, O thou who charioteest to their dark wintry bed the winged seeds where they lie cold and low, each like a corpse within its grave, until thine azure sister of the spring shall blow her clarion o'er the dreaming earth, and fill, driving sweet buds like flocks to feed in air, with living hues and odors plain and hill, wild spirit, which art moving everywhere, destroyer and preserver, hear, O hear, thou on whose stream mid the steep sky's commotion.
That's a poem by Shelley, and they made a movie called If Winter Comes. Walter Pidgeon. 1947, I believe. Good picture nobody's heard of. If winter comes, can spring be far behind? No, I didn't make that up. That's Shelley. Hollywood, I don't know. They pick some really awful stuff nowadays, I think, to nominate for best this and that. Like 2005, it was a motion picture called Crash, where people got a kick out of smashing into each other with cars. No, I'm not making that up. Oh, yeah, about Melancholy Baby. Many years ago, that was an in-joke among musicians. The drunk at the end of the bar would come up to the piano player and say, "Can you play Melancholy Baby?" Or more like, "Will you play Melancholy Baby?" It's one of the all-time great torch songs. Tony Tamborello wrote that March 4th. It was a pun. He decided, okay, I'll write a march poem. Everybody march to my music. Good composer, nice guy. It's on the Everest label. Spike Robinson on tenor sax. Surprised he doesn't have more recognition among the hoi polloi, but Rudy Valley does. He's from Cudahy. I wasn't born there, but his dad ran the Cudahy school system. Ran the Coast Guard band during the Second World War. Had a rock and roll hit, believe it or not, in the mid-century. Motorcycle boots, remember that? No? That's okay, don't worry. Rudy Valley. Always liked the guy. Rudy was really proud of his stuff. So much so that if anybody decided to, well, they called him, okay, I'll tell you, called him Mushmouth. That's the way he sang. He had operatic training, you know. And I got a few songs I want you to hear that maybe you're not familiar with, but there's a lot of stuff in Hollywood. When you go to the movies and you hear a song that strikes you, you don't forget it. Not entirely. You wind up with an earworm, and there it is, and you can't forget it for sure. How do you get rid of an earworm? Just repeat the song over and over. Like this one, "Waking Up Out of a Sound Sleep."
I've dreamed of you, always feeling you were there. Searched for you everywhere. I caught your smile in the morning sun. I heard your whisper on the breeze at night. I prayed one day that your would hold me tight, and just when I thought love had passed me by, we met. That first look in your eyes, I can't forget. You melted me with your tender touch. I felt all fear and sorrow slip away. Now here we stand, hand in hand, this blessed day. I promise you, as I give shall keep us apart. Come happily ever after be the man I love until the very end. I've dreamed of you, my great love, and my best friend. For God must know how I love you so. He's blessed us here today as man and wife. Come dream with me.
Ross Loveland wrote that. And William Ross conducts the orchestra for Barbara, I've Dreamed of You. You ever see a dream movie based on almost woke, but, well, here. Charles Laughton wrote this. The Night of the Hunter. Don't be fooled, it's scary. 1955, the picture failed so badly at the box office that Laughton never did another picture. More's the pity. Robert Mitchum, Lillian Gish, Shelley Winters, The Night of the Hunter. You like movies?
Once upon a time,
don't miss this one.
A pretty fly. He had a pretty wife, his pretty fly. But one day she flew away, flew away. She had two pretty children, but one night these two pretty children flew away, flew away. Sky into the moon.
Joining us on TCM, I'm Ben Mankiewicz. If you're into classic movies, and we know you are, especially those from the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, you're no doubt familiar with the work of Charles Laughton. Laughton was a British actor who moved to Hollywood in the early 1930s. He quickly earned starring roles, including Mutiny on the Bounty and The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Up next today, we've got the Oscar-winning actor behind the camera as we bring you the only film Charles Laughton ever directed. Some argue it's among the best Hollywood movies of its era. Certainly, it's one of the most unique. From 1955, it's The Night of the Hunter. The film was once described by Laughton as, quote, a nightmare Mother Goose tale. The story surrounds two little children who have a big secret. They know exactly where a lot of money is hidden. When a very scary man, played by Robert Mitchum, shows up in search of that money, the nightmare part of this story begins. Mitchum knows the kids know where the loot is, and they know he wants it badly enough to kill for it. The screenplay is credited to novelist, essayist, and film critic James Agee, but in all likelihood, Laughton rewrote much of Agee's original script. The movie he made is one of a kind, in many ways unlike anything made before or since. A bit creepy, oddly elegant, always interesting. Largely ignored by moviegoers when it first came out, but as I said, today it's considered a masterpiece. From 1955, also with Shelley Winters and former silent film star Lillian Gish, here's The Night of the Hunter.
I got a funny one for you. Charles Laughton sings along with his wife. Baby, it's cold outside. Frank Lesser wrote that. Here they are in a happy mood for a change.
Can't stay.
It's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop
so
me.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just
my
like
mother will stop to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and father hurry? Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
My
baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes like
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
Or to say no, no, no,
mind if
sir.
I move in
at least
closer.
I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my
I
pride?
I really can't say.
Oh, no.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
Outside.
The welcome has been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that
my
storm. Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My will be at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical
my
shore.
My maiden's mind is delicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard
I've
before.
Got to get home.
Baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
Up to your knees out there.
Grab.
You touch
but
my
don't
hand.
You see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
Bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
really
died,
can't
get over that old doubt.
Ah, oh, but it's cold.
Here's Rudy Valli.
Look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side. But I'd be satisfied to lend you to the public to be seen. You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh what a hit you would be. Your voice would fill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures, oh, what a hit you would be. You're lovely as a Crawford, like Davies you are gay. You surely should be offered a starring part right away. You're sweet as a gainer, and you're hot as a gal named West. You'd even make Garbo jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like Passion and ride in motor cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Here's an Oscar winner. 1934, one of the first, Fred Astaire.
Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. It's something daring, the continental. A way of dancing that's really ultra new. It's very subtle, the continental. Because it does what you want it to do. It has a passion, the continental. An invitation to moonlight and romance. It's quite the fashion, the continental. Because you tell of your love while you dance. Your lips whisper so tenderly. Her eyes answer your song. Two bodies swaying, the continental. And you are saying just what you're thinking of. So keep on dancing, the continental. For it's the song of romance and of love. Dancing, your voice is gentle and sentimental. You'll know before the dance is through that you're in love with her and she's in love with you. And you'll find while you're dancing that there's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm. Beautiful music, dangerous rhythm.
Herb Magidson wrote that. We've got Tony Bennett with another Oscar nominee, A Loser, from 1962. The music of the stars. It's all about Hollywood today.
Tender is the night, so tender is the night. There's no one in the world except the two of us. Should tomorrow find us disenchanted, we
summers by the sea, a sailboat in Capri, these memories shall be our very own. Even though our dreams may vanish with the morning light, we loved once in splendor, how tender, how tender the night. With the morning light, we loved once in splendor, how tender, how tender.
This is from Kutch, Marvin Hamlisch, Johnny Mercer, Johnny Mathis, also.
Life is what you make it, if you can take it, it's worth a try. Sunny, your Easter bunny will even Saturn's to funny. They run to catch you or look right at you and pass you by.
Johnny Mercer's lyrics from Kutch, 1971. That was the silver age of
Hollywood. Say hello to the audience.
Who's hello directing to the audience? I'm directing this show. How does it feel to be 73 years old?
Well, I'm not 73 years old.
Well, I know you, idiot, but you're supposed to be 73 years old. As Kutch, as the character.
Some old guys don't behave like old guys are supposed to behave.
Dog. Two cows. An inexperienced spermatozoan
about 15 years old, asking directions to the nearest fallopian tube.
There's a young girl named Deborah Winters playing the part of the 15-year-old girl. What's your relationship with her since you had never met her before?
Minnie and I only did it 3 times. I know lots of girls who do it almost all the time, practically, and nothing ever happened.
Well, that's baseball.
But I won't be lonely.
Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. The 70s were the silver age of Hollywood. Almost everything was good. The reasons for that aren't clear to me, but relax, enjoy. '72, it was The Way We Were. Barbra Streisand, Marvin Hamlisch.
The fire will dwindle into glowing ashes. For flames and love live such a little while. I won't forget, but I won't be lonely.
Jenkins, and 1974, they pulled one over on Frankie Lane. Frankie Lovecchio out of Chicago. They said, we're going to be doing a Western. Westerns were not very in the early mid-70s or any time throughout that decade. But he says, great, I love Westerns. Well, obviously, he did a lot of Western songs, and they gave him the music to Blazing Saddles. Now, if you listen, it's a parody. Frankie didn't catch on when he found out. Wasn't too happy. 1974.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
Oscar loser. The award went to We May Never Love Like This Again. The Music of the Stars. Here's something from Hollywood, another loser. Dmitri Tiomkin, hard to think of him as a loser, but this is from the Peaky.
So little time to let you know how much I love you. So little time to let you know how much I care. And though I try to make believe this love of ours will last forever, it's just my heart that I deceive, because I know, oh yes I know, this sad old world, when we are gone, will go on spinning. These very stars, when we are gone, will shine as bright. Tomorrow, for there's so little time tonight.
These very stars, when we are gone, will shine as bright.
So
loser, so little time, from 55 Days at Peking, Dmitri Tiomkin, Paul Francis Webster. The year 1962. And here's the winner for that year.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Tariffs will take effect Tuesday on imports from Canada and Mexico, and tariffs on Chinese goods will double to 20%. ABC's Alexis Christopher says those tariffs are one element that could impact the economy.
We're starting to see some cracks here. Consumer confidence suffered its biggest drop in nearly 4 years in February. A lot of people now saying they're frustrated with inflation, the threat of these tariffs.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the decision to stop humanitarian aid shipments into Gaza was made in coordination with the White House. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the UK, France, and Ukraine will work together on a ceasefire proposal to present to the U.S. that follows Friday's Oval Office argument between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. We got moon dust on our boots, said the chief executive of Firefly Aerospace. His company became the first private company to land a spacecraft on the moon without it crashing or falling over. This is ABC News.